All right, let's get the show on.
All right, well, this is Engineer Eric for the Jimmy Doan Show, and you're listening to our October 14th, 2010 Jimmy Doan Show.
Somebody has to save our skins.
The Force is with him.
The best star pilot in the galaxy.
Powerful Jedi. Come on.
That magic.
With no power to front. Deflector screen. Switch all power to front. Deflector screen.
Very bad feeling about this.
What's going on?
Jimmy. The Empire.
It's now the ultimate power in the universe.
The last remnants of the Old Republic have been swept away.
What? How?
Destroyed by the Empire.
That's impossible, even for a computer.
Your eyes can deceive you. Don't trust them.
Where did you dig up that old rock?
Don't.
Surely he must be dead by now.
Don't underestimate the Force.
This is a dangerous time.
Could be worse.
Get their weapons.
It's worse.
I fear something terrible has happened.
Let go your conscious self and act on instinct.
Where? The Imperial Senate.
I think I just blasted it.
Her resistance to
the Jimmy Doan Show
is impressive.
Perhaps she would respond to an alternative form.
I don't like this.
He's here.
Well, you can forget your trouble.
You don't need to see his identification.
Get excited.
Being held by you isn't quite enough to get me excited. Tighten your grip.
Don't worry. Everything's gonna be fine. Trust me.
You're
gonna
have to do this to impress me.
Oh, yeah? Watch this.
Oh,
weapon of a Jedi.
Get on top of it!
I'm trying!
Look, I ain't in this for you, Princess, and I'm not in it for your revolution. I'm in it for the money.
Would that be more possible, Lord?
Yes, Greedo, as a matter of fact.
But a little rushed, so.
Secret mission. Plans. What are you talking about?
It's risky.
It's too dangerous.
It's not safe.
We need you.
Okay, hit it.
Hope you realize it is an ancient weapon that will match for a good blast.
We're aboard Vader. We've intercepted the transmission. It's Jimmy Doan. Oh, yeah? What's this?
So let me get this straight. We have 3 entire episodes of Star Wars condensed into 3 minutes. Okay, now, the quiz is...
There's all 6 of them.
That's all 6 of them.
Don't sell me short now.
All 6 of them. I tell you, that took you more than an hour or two to put together.
Oh yeah.
Holy smokes. That is a great... I mean, you know... Holy smokes.
Nice compilation there.
Should have put a Simpson or two in there, maybe.
I'm sticking to a theme here, man. Okay, that's all right. I can do.
Well, you could have done the Stewie Star Wars one, you know.
Yeah, no.
No, okay.
I haven't seen that one yet, still.
Oh, yeah, it's pretty good. Okay, but there's actually 2 or 3 of them. Okay, so here we are, the 14th.
Yep.
Hey!
Now, did we did a show after the Koran burning, right?
No.
No, we did that show.
Yeah, but we didn't do one after
We didn't do one after it. Okay, well, so we didn't, we screwed up a little bit on that. And, of course, I heard that the guy went to New York, didn't hear a word about him in New York, but he went down to Tampa to a big rally.
Yeah.
And 10 people showed up.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, 10. That was.
Now he blew his momentum up here. I mean,
well, he wasn't alone. I mean, yeah, exactly. Should have done the damn burning.
It was. I mean, he was on the stage.
Yep. And then it reminded me a little bit of the
hooked off
of the Howard Dean 22nd from presidential
the scream.
The scream, right?
Yeah.
From numero uno to numero lasto.
Right.
In 20 seconds.
Zero to zero.
That's it. Oh my God. Hero to zero. So anyway, the big news. There are a couple of big news. The big news today, of course, is the rescue of the miners in Chile.
Right. Well, they just did that.
Right. But what's interesting about that was that when Obama went on, and, you know, he congratulated the Chileans for the heroic effort. Of course, when you think about it. They were down there, there was 33 of them, down there for 17 days and didn't even know for the first 17 days if anybody knew that they were there.
Wow.
I mean, that's
the scary part.
That's the scary part. That's the part that would have been a life-shaking, earth-shaking, whatever for me.
Yeah,
but,
I'd have wigged.
Boy, No. I'd have wigged after 17 minutes.
Yeah.
You know, there's no question about that. I'd have gone. But what gets me about it is only incidentally is it mentioned that the Americans had, like, the major thing on this.
It was like an American drill team or something.
No, it was more than that. It was NASA, you know, the capsule, the invention, the tube, Everything was done by the guys here, and they did it when they did the drilling, for instance. Right. They got this guy back from Afghanistan, mm-hmm. who was the drill king of the world.
Right.
He drills the hole. It takes him whatever it took him. I think it took the first hole. It took him 3 weeks or something to.
Jimmy, I thought you were the drill king of the world.
Yeah.
Well, that's on Craigslist.
Oh, okay.
That's the screen name.
That's the screen name, right?
Hold on one second. We got somebody else in here that wants to say something, because obviously it keeps bleeding through here. So what is it? This now, Mrs. Jimmy, took him 33 straight hours, no sleep.
That was to drill the hole so they could feed him the food and everything, and the TV screen, because they get to watch sports and everything while they were down there. They're down there. Okay, let me just finish this up, okay?
Right.
They're down there 2 months. Okay, the first 17 days, they had no idea if they were alive or dead, or okay, whatever it is. That was, they would have totally wigged out on that. But the main thing was that it was this guy Fisher or whatever. He's been doing this. And when he did the drilling, he actually had to feel the ground. He had to stand there and feel the ground, because that's the way he could tell if the drill was in rock or sand or it was going right or whatever. It was 33 straight hours, no sleep, drilled the hole, and then went home. And let the Chileans take over, and of course they finished it up and did the whole thing. And then we designed, NASA whatever designed the tube and the little capsule and the whole 9 yards, all done. And they had figured originally that they might get them out by Christmas.
Right, right.
Okay, here it is. 2 months, well over 2 months ahead of time, ahead of schedule, and they got them all out, all rescued, all things, and the news media is hardly mentioned.
Viva Chile!
Yeah, Viva Chile, right. They hardly mention the fact that they would still be there for another 2 months if it weren't for us. And then who knows if they might not have even gotten out there.
I saw a story on it.
I did see one, but I'm saying that it is almost incidental. I mean, it's not like the main
story.
Yeah,
we're letting them have their little day, you know? I mean, they got their guys out of the hole.
They did get them out.
You know, jump around. It's fun for them. It's a good source of pride for their country and everything.
Well, no question about it. And of course, you noticed that the president of Chile was there. I'm surprised Obama didn't show up.
Shake a few hands.
That's right. Except nobody down there can vote for him, so he doesn't go. which reminds me, of course, we are having an election here in about 2 weeks.
Oh yeah.
And that'll be interesting to see is there going to be a
Duff man.
yeah. No, the tsunami.
Is it going to be a tsunami? I mean,
Well, no. We Jimmy and I speculated. We think it's going to be a salad, like a sort of a jumbled up. I don't know. Not necessarily a tsunami.
Well, here's the deal.
A tornado or something.
The Republicans, it appears that the Republicans may or may not take over the House.
Right. Well, they're leaning towards that. They think that's going to happen.
And
the problem is Republicans suck too.
Yeah, right. And it's interesting because they've got about, apparently there are like a couple of dozen of Tea Party Republicans that are poised to win.
Right.
Those
are the ones with the, quote, radical ideas, like...
Right, radical ideas, that's
like
right.
Cut spending, and, I mean...
Yeah, right, but of course, what's going to happen is, Obama's still president. He's going to... He could veto anything that they pass, and that could happen. My contention is two things. One is, and I think that the market is showing this, that we've passed the tipping point on this. I think we've passed the tipping point. I don't believe there's anything that even the Republicans could do with the House, the Senate, and the presidency. The deal is that Jimmy's contention is we've actually passed the tipping point, because not so much because of the TARP and the stimulus. They want to pass.
You're talking about the economy.
Yeah, the economy. That we are doomed. And the reason is Medicare and Medicaid and the Social Security,
after all the tea in China,
right,
got and all the hoopla and hooting and hollering. Nobody's even going to touch those things,
that's exactly
the
right.
Core of the problem.
And the reason they're not going to touch it is because they're people, they're the oldsters. You know, as soon as you say you're going to cut their stuff, they're going to be out there like white on rice and saying, no, you don't cut my stuff.
Well,
and that's where the fact is that we are borrowing 40 cents of every dollar to pay for Social Security and Medicare at this point. And so, I mean,
that's a big percentage.
No kidding. And that's forget everything else. I mean, the simple fact is that the way things go, the actuarial tables, everybody knows this, that the simple fact is that in a couple of years, the entitlements will take up, 80-90% of the budget, which will leave nothing for interest payments in case interest rates go up, or even if they don't, or defense, for instance, or any of the other, you know, infrastructure fixes and so forth.
Well, it's true that so far, Jimmy, since the crisis began, they've done nothing except the opposite of what they should have.
And in fact, the market, the gold market, is telling us this.
Oh, absolutely.
Have you noticed? It's Jimmy said about it, if you go back about a year ago, maybe a year and a half ago, I think it was just about a year and a half ago, Jimmy right. predicted $1,500.
I remember.
$1,500 silver by Christmas of 2011.
$1,500 gold.
I mean gold.
You're within 125 bucks.
I know. We still got 2 months to go. I mean, really? Who would have known? Who would have thought?
Jimmy. Jimmy
Jones. That's right. Jimmy thought. Seriously, if you go back and listen to like March or April.
I absolutely remember that quote. I was thinking about it when I saw gold go to 1370 yesterday. I was like, you are 130 bucks away.
That's it. Mm-hmm. From that being prediction. Exactly, from being exactly correct.
And I was like,
and I said, so the market is saying this.
Hold on, dear.
That's it. Well, you notice that silver, by the way, is closing in on $25.
Yeah.
Which is a huge percentage
increase.
Huge. Well, it was just 6 months ago. It was like 17.
Right.
Well, I bought a few hundred.
That's good.
Yep.
Well, Jimmy's doing okay on his gold. He's, you know, doing okay with that. And hopefully all our listeners are, too.
Right. Yeah.
You know, Gene, hi, Gene.
What's it going to do up to, what's it going to go
well,
to?
Well, I don't know.
There's
certainly going to be a reaction. It has gone up too fast right now. So there's certainly going to be some profit taking. There's going to be a bunch of people who are going to be stumping there. And I've noticed that there's still a lot of the mainstream people. I saw a thing the other day that said deflation. You know, one guy came out and said he expects $400 gold. I'm thinking, you ain't. Yeah, joke.
Me
joke.
Too.
Yeah.
Yeah, look. Let me throw another little wrench into the equation here. Another week or two at the most, and we're going to see, well, maybe a month, we're going to see the revelation of the fraud that's happened in the banking industry.
You're talking about the mortgage business.
Exactly.
You know, what is amazing, of course, is, and I don't know how this is going to play out, but of course, several of the large banks, Bank of America and some others, have just stopped doing foreclosures totally.
Yeah, well, they say that, but they really haven't. I got a client today from a Bank of America.
Really?
Yeah. What they've done is they've made the announcement that they're going to stop.
Ah.
But the thing is that it's too late.
They've already done. Now they've already repossessed some hundreds of thousands of homes, right?
Millions, yeah. They were up to 300,000 a month as of last month.
And those are the ones that they had already taken back.
Right.
Now, of course, one of the things that's interesting, I got a thing from one of our erstwhile listeners about that. That's that they did. You do the math, and of course, what happened was the Fed or the Treasury or whoever it is up there, or Fannie Mae or somebody or whatever it is, they're allowing the banks to make a ton of money on the short sales.
Right,
right.
Because they are refunding the amount, not the difference in what the amount that the banks have actually lost, but an additional amount over what the original loan amount was.
And they're making the homeowners cut them a check on top of it. Yeah, now that was listener Rochelle sent us this link in from Fierce Freelancer LEANCER.
Well, those two guys are radio talk show hosts out of somewhere.
Are they?
Okay. I recognize one of the guys.
Yeah, yeah. Well, they did the math.
Via YouTube,
They did a whiteboard on it. And it was obvious that, you know, this is another case of the government stepping in and bribing people to steal taxpayer money.
Well, no, it goes way worse than that, Jimmy. I'm not kidding. What we're going to see, literally, you're going to find out in the next month, the largest, potentially, in dollar terms, scandal, fraud scandal in our nation's history, or for decades. I'm talking about $1 trillion, one of those big banks.
Another trillion?
Yes.
another trillion?
Yes. I'm talking about J.P. Morgan, Bank of America, Chase, Wells Fargo. One or more of those banks is going belly up on this deal. And it's because they've taken millions of houses, If you multiply that by, you know, a mere $100,000 per mortgage, okay, you're at a lot of money.
And so why are you telling me that there's no clear title on these houses, or they're going back?
Not only is there no clear title on these houses, Jimmy, that would be just peachy if there was just no clear title.
Really?
Here's what happened. A couple of years ago, when the banks figured out that there was no clear title, somebody from New York made the call and said, listen, where are all the mortgages and notes? And the bank said, we don't have. Yeah, exactly. and they said, well, you know, what are you going to do about it? And they said, well, you better fix it. Okay. And basically, somebody was told to fix it. And what they did is they went out and fixed it.
they put the fix in.
Exactly. And what
is this?
What
when they hired
seen,
the Walmart people and all the signers, or what?
Exactly, the robo signers, and what you'll hear about
robo
next.
Robo signers.
Yeah, and what you'll hear about next are BK kids, Burger King kids, which are going to be those were the people that were referred to in the J.P. Morgan internal memos as the people who were verifying all these stuff.
Guns.
Oh my God! No,
smoking.
They've got
guns.
At this point. Yeah. No, they've got former employees. Talking about tables full of floors, full of rooms, full of robo signers. And when it all shakes down, and I've seen the documents, I've got some of the documents.
Oh my God.
Exactly. So if I've got documents, that means everybody's got them. Man, I mean, seriously.
I probably have some documents.
That's right.
And that means this thing is big.
That explains why Wells Fargo was so anxious to refi my loan.
Let me tell you.
They gave me a hell of an interest rate, seriously. And they with
and
no questions
on.
Asked, and I had re-signed everything. And
when was that?
This was about 3 weeks ago.
Jimmy, how come you didn't call your lawyer employee?
I you know, it was one of those things. He actually called me about last April, and I had put it off and put it off and put it off, and finally they kept lowering the interest rate that they were going to give me. And yeah. I finally said, this is just too good a deal to pass
up. Is it a negative interest rate?
No, not Wait, quite. No. But I will say this, that I noticed that the loan had been sold to Fannie Mae. I got a note.
Yeah. Well, you might have just given away your house.
No, I don't think so.
Well, I mean, you might have just had a chance to get it given to you.
Oh, yeah, right. Right. I had a chance. Right. I had a chance to get it for free.
Right.
No, well, that's...
Maybe not. But here's the thing. If there's fraud involved, then you can still avail yourself of that. Because the fraud is deep reaching.
Yeah.
So we could check the documents and see.
Well, we'll do that on another show.
Right.
Okay. So at any rate, the bottom line is you're telling me that this is like a revelation. Our
Kaboom.
Listeners are going to be the this is like.
Yeah.
Somebody's going down in flames.
No, like if you really want to, if you really got like $10,000, you want to short one of those banks right now. The problem is you don't know which one it's going to be.
Right.
And
well,
I,
you spread it out.
Well, maybe so. Yeah, but there.
Well, no, and let me tell you something. If one of them goes, you can bet that at least the stocks.
I'd go
on
with the
other
stock
ones.
Are gonna
take a little bit
because
J.P. Morgan. Go with J.P. Morgan.
J.P. Where is their stock tip for the
There's
day?
There's your stock
I'm
tip
telling
for the
you.
Day. Short that, and
yeah.
then and what you do is you can short the others too in a lesser amount, knowing that when J.P. Morgan goes belly up, that everybody's gonna panic on the others, whether or not they are gonna. Yeah. So you'll be all right. You'll be all right across the board.
It's gonna be.
That is going. That now that is
city.
A revelation that I have not heard. And this is great news that the Jimmy Doan Show, first, numero uno, this if this podcast does not go viral, then there is no viral.
What's their symbol, JPM?
Maybe.
Probably.
Yeah.
So that is really exciting. As I say, the markets already are discounting what they call the quantitative easing, which is the inflationary thing. Have you noticed that oil's up over $82 from $74.75 just a couple weeks ago? Silver up from $17 to $25. Gold from, you know, whatever it was up to new highs every day. Copper is up through the ceiling. And I mean, the point is that the commodity markets are realizing right off the bat. And in fact, I went today. I got my newspaper, my Publix, sales thing for food. And I noticed that a lot of the foods that used to be on sale, the grains and so forth, ain't on sale anymore because because the prices are going up. That's why.
Well, did you read the article about Walmart and their unintended consequence of...
Yes, they had cut their prices too much, and people were doing what I do. You go in there, and you get only those items, and you hoof it out of there, and they were losing their ass.
Tuna.
Yeah, that's it.
Then you leave.
Then they cleaned them out. Well, that's... You know, it's funny because a lot of those people, they say quantity rights limited, but, you know, seriously, if you go up there with 10 or 20, they don't... I have never said anybody said you can't do it. Right. Even though the coupon may say limit 4, 10, or whatever it is.
Yeah, it's usually 10, though. I mean, you can hurt them.
And of course, what you do is you go out to the parking lot, unload, go back in.
Right, right.
I mean, and they were getting killed
with
on this
with your mustache.
That's right. That's right. You got a wig. You got a blonde wig and a dark wig.
Your new
and
accent.
That's right. So anyway, that's great. Well, we are on ahead of the curve on this. We're still in heavy into gold and silver.
Yeah,
and
that's what I was suggesting by that whole thing is.
And then
there's still time to get
there's
in.
There's still plenty of time to get in. That's right.
Yeah, J.P. Morgan and Chase's JPM is down 2.81% today, 38.72.
Okay, well, we're going to short that. Okay, yeah. That's good. Okay, next item on the list I've got here has to do with that Councilor Curtis will know of, and that is the Supreme Court. First Monday has occurred in October, and we're now on the second or third Monday. And the question is, I am blown away by the big news of the veterans or the graveyard speech by the church there out in wherever it was. You know, they were.
This is a free speech issue.
Yeah, the free speech
about
issue.
People were hollering that, oh, I'm glad your kid
I'm
died.
I'm glad your kid died or whatever it was. And so they I can't imagine. The question I have is, how did that make it to the Supreme Court? I mean, originally, believe it or not, the local court awarded him like $5 million or something.
Whoa!
And then the appeals courts, you know, awarded the people at the gravesite $5 million because this Church of the we hate of soldiers,
right?
Had a bunch.
That's how it made it to the Supreme Court.
Well, but here's the deal. What happened was they were out there holding a bunch of signs that said, soldiers are fags, I'm glad your kid is dead,
right,
and all this stuff. Now, the guy never saw it. The guy and his family, when they were burying their kid,
right,
they never saw the signs. They saw them on the news later that night.
Okay.
So then they sued for emotional distress. And the court said, yes, you have emotional damage, distress, and apparently they were awarded, on a jury trial, $5 million.
Well, there's a tort of intentional infliction of emotional distress.
Exactly. And so, anyway, the appeals court said, I don't think so. This is free speech. And, you know, it was there was a lot of things. Too much time elapsed. You know, sorry about, you know, you don't have a right not to be offended kind of thing. And they tossed it out. Well, now for some reason, the Supreme Court decided to hear this. I'm blown away.
So what did they rule?
They haven't. They're not. Oh. They've heard it. They heard the arguments.
As I recall, it comes down to a time and place argument. That is to say, it's more difficult to intentionally inflict emotional distress upon somebody by them viewing what you did on the TV days later or hours later or whatever, as opposed to when you're right there in their face kind of thing.
Well, of course, it was all on public property. More or less, I guess it was wherever, you know, nobody was violating any, there was no trespassing ordinances or anything like that. You know, and of course, the free speech people, and I'm one of them, said that they can do damn well. You know, you just don't have a right not to be offended. I'm sorry, I don't care what the tort law is.
Right, right. And I'm trying to think of what the foundational element for that tort is in terms of there's always a duty of some type, and
apparently. Well, the other thing was that there were no names. In other words, they didn't say you, Mr. Jones, and your son are scumbags. They just said soldiers in general. Apparently, the signs that, you know, soldiers deserve
the angry mob. Well, you know, to my the way that I always look at that kind of stuff is torts. You got to prove. That means you have to go in there and you have to say, this person hurt me, and this is how they did it, and I got hurt, and I suffered for it. And if you can show all that stuff,
you know, to me it's like the old whiplash business. I mean, who the hell knows?
Well, exactly, and that's what they would want somebody like you on the jury, and also somebody like you who would also think this is free speech,
right?
You know, but the whole point is you gotta argue it, and so. I mean, I don't begrudge him the argument in civil court.
I'm just blown away that the Supreme Court decided to hear it instead of just rejecting it out of hand. I mean, because you
as
wonder what they're going to say.
Or
yeah,
whatever.
Right. Exactly. They just, we're not going to hear this.
Well, I'll tell
the
you.
The appeals court was
well,
right.
Well, I'll tell you what's happened, Jimmy. The Supreme Court has been misled, unfortunately, several of them by the prior ruling from, what was it, Holmes way back in the fire in a crowded theater thing, which led to a line of cases which supports the concept that there is no such that free speech has limits. That is to say, you can't yell fire in a crowded theater.
Well, it's interesting though, because you know, just recently talking about free speech, the Citizens United or whatever, you know, the Supreme Court ruled on that and said that when, you know, political money is speech kind of thing.
Oh, right,
and
right.
They said, fine, you know, you don't have to tell who you are. Just you can load up all the money you want on your candidates and don't have to say who you are.
Right.
And so, I mean, that was a speech issue as well. I mean, that is about as broad as you can get, it seems to me. And this is, of course, the Roberts Court. And there is some thinking that the Roberts may prevail on this stuff and really start to go back to one of our most favorite people, and hopefully the Justice Sutherland kind of stuff in the
They should undo some of the.
They should undo tons of it.
Yes,
they say. Of course, we're all hopefully praying. Oh, and there was supposed to be, as a matter of fact, today. I didn't hear it. Today there was supposed to be a ruling today on the health care plan.
Oh, right.
Here in Florida, and that was the 14 attorneys general who said, you know, wanted to throw it out, basically, and
my memo.
And I didn't know the judge was supposed to announce, you know, just a couple of hours ago, so I haven't seen.
They lost that argument up in Michigan and the other, that was the other one, the other group of states.
Well, this particular ruling was it supposed to go to trial? That was the thing. Is it
judge allows healthcare challenge to proceed?
Okay, then that's what happened.
It was 1 hour ago.
Right. Okay. Then that's interesting, because as well it should have. Right. The thinking, of course, was the Obama people said this is this shouldn't go to trial, and the judge apparently has ruled that it's okay to go to trial. So that'll be interesting to see how that goes, and hopefully that'll go dovetail into our Wickard argument, which we can.
Oh, well, it totally. I mean, it's founded on Wickard. Their argument is founded on Wickard. Their argument is founded on the concept that once the Congress deems something to be in the national interest, or makes any judgment at all that something is constitutional, that the court is out of it. And that's just ridiculous, but that's how far the pendulum has swung.
Yeah, well, we'll see how that. Of course, Congress can, as you know, they can, as they have in the past a couple of times, they can deem what the Supreme Court can hear. I mean, they can pass.
To some extent, the Supreme Court is a constitutional entity.
Right.
And, I mean, there's limits to what Congress can do. I mean, you know, the Judiciary Act of 1789 creates the whole court system.
Right.
And so, I mean, there's a lot of power and leeway that Congress has with that stuff.
Right.
But what they can't do is they can't say what's constitutional and what's not. They can't say what the law is and what's not. And the justices and judges need to assert that ability and power more often.
Yeah, they really do. And they've really caved, especially Breyer and some of those other people really caved.
Man.
Okay. So anyway, speaking of attorneys, let me switch it again here.
Looks like they're going to try to put this case to trial on December 16th.
That'd be good. Well, so we'll have a show sometime in there, yeah. I guess. Which, speaking of attorneys, isn't Counselor Bart supposed to be here next week?
Oh yeah.
I mean, are we going to have a show with Counselor Bart here?
We're going to try. Mm-hmm. That'll be awesome.
He's going to spend the night.
Yeah.
Everything on his way. He's driving around all over the East Coast or something.
Yeah, we got lots of places for him to stay.
Well, Grandma, of course, you know, had a little stroke, so she's up here, unfortunately, in the hut. So
right.
So he's going to have to stay, I don't know, either at the...
Well, there's like some desks around here that
yeah,
you sleep
right.
under.
Exactly. You can cuddle up with these cords here.
Yeah,
comfy
cords. Man, you pull enough of them over top of you.
They're warm. There's lots of electricity
right,
going through.
Yeah.
That's right. We have a blow-up mattress he can use.
Right.
Don't say blow-up. Oh,
that's right. Oh, that'll be good.
Looks like you'd
in the verbal sweep that the CIA does. Yeah, Taliban blow up whatever. C4. Also, in about 2 weeks, we got Halloween coming.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Jimmy is supposed.
This is homecoming weekend.
Oh, that's right.
Tomorrow's the parade. You know.
Oh yeah.
Are we doing the money drop?
Oh boy,
the money drop.
That would be the best if we could just do the money drop. I got some money. that would be so much fun to see if we could get arrested.
Mm-hmm.
So that's so that'll be great. And then we got Halloween coming, and
that'll be scary.
And that'll be scary. We're gonna have now. There's a chance that Jimmy might have to go to Washington, according to.
Yeah, Jimmy should go to Washington.
Yeah, did you have somebody named James Doan or Jimmy Doan called you up on the phone? Who's this imposter?
Yeah, that's what I want to know. He's the guy never heard of the show, which was, you know.
Never Googled his name.
Well, not only that, he said, how do I get a hold of you? I said, well, send a note to Jimmy@JimmyDoan.com. and that will get to me. I said, did not that ever occur to you? So anyway,
seems obvious enough.
Yeah. Right.
Did you tell him that he probably should go ahead and change his name?
And the locks on his house. And yeah, that's right. And
something maybe to cling on.
Political affiliation.
Yeah, he needs to go
run for political office. Should he maybe?
No.
No.
He's
no
on,
fly list.
He's on the terror watch list here in Florida. There's no question about that. No, as far as I'm concerned, he's just changed his name to something with clicks in it. That's right. That's what. And he would be better off because there's definitely a cavity search waiting for him.
Well, yeah. Well, I definitely think you should go up there and clear the whole mess up.
Right.
Oh, right. give me my mustache. And, I don't think so. No, we'll see. We'll have to see what happens. Unfortunately, I got to be taking care of Grandma, I think. We'll have to see how that goes.
Well, and then there's the rally to restore fear and...
Right. Now, is that the 20th or the 30th?
That's a good question, too. I thought it was the 20th originally, but...
But I think it's the 30th.
I agree, because then I heard him say that Halloween was the next day.
Yeah, and I think it is. I think it's... Anyway, that's going to be interesting to see how much... They had one rally up there that they took pictures of. It was the anti-Glenn Beck rally.
Right.
And it was like about the tenth the size of Glenn Beck's, and they were saying it was the... What they did is they got the photographer at such an angle to show all the people, but they didn't show the whole mall. They just showed a bunch of people.
Right.
Same size. Okay.
Like the girl in the canoe in the line.
It looks like it's October 30th.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Then the other thing that I had, a local...
Is it Jon Stewart that's putting that on? Or
yes.
And Colbert?
And Colbert, right. Okay. Yeah, they're doing two at the same time, I think.
And by the way, they have been knocking it home. I don't usually endorse. I always scold Jimmy for endorsing other people on our show because he usually goes on and on about how good they are and how you should just turn to them right now. Forget about us, man.
Right.
But I will say that Stewart has been crushing it.
Calling him out?
Man, he has been slaying people.
Well, you know, as somebody said, it's one thing when you realize that you're your biggest supporter. Like Obama's biggest supporter was Stewart, was one of them in the early days. And now when he starts making fun of him, that's the worst thing that can happen to a politician.
What's great about Stewart is that he's comedically honest in the sense of that.
Well,
he's making fun of whoever's laying themselves out there for it.
Right.
You know?
He's not taking any prisoners on this one, I tell you.
God, man.
He's an equal opportunity offender.
You talk about, like, this latest issue, everybody's all freaking out about the Chamber of Commerce taking money from overseas,
right?
Or the Muslim, the Muslim mosque down there, the cultural center, you know, unknown monies. It's like, listen, who cares?
Well,
It's like,
well, you know, let me tell you what was interesting about this was they had Ann Coulter was on one of the shows the other night, and I got to give her credit. She goes into the belly of the beast on some of these shows. She'll go into not in The View necessarily, but into some of the others that are liberally.
Go ahead.
And they were talking about corruption and the fact that this the Chamber of Commerce, you know, the 10,000 and so forth, and Rangel, you know, she said, Rangel, who cares? You know, he didn't declare some money on, you know, it was $75,000. She said the real corruptors are Dodd and the other one
Barney
Frank that cost the country $1 trillion. You know,
did it all legally.
Right, I understand. And I mean, but those are the guys that should be arrested.
Well, they certainly should be the ones that are called out. Although you have to admit that they think they're doing it genuinely. But it was so funny to watch Stewart call out all the people who had all these issues about the money. And he went back just 2 months ago And every single one of them had the opposite opinion. Of course, picked them all on purpose like that. Yeah. But the idea is that you can't buy an election. I mean, just ask Steve Forbes. Ask, what's your name? Meg whoever.
Meg.
16 to 1 she spent.
Yeah, that's, yeah.
16 to 1.
Yeah.
If she doesn't win, should anybody worry about campaign finance anymore?
Yeah, no question. And, of course, I have a personal vendetta against people that spend their own money. I don't, as Adam Smith said, I worry about people that want to do good for me. You know, that want to do public good, that come out and claim to be altruistic.
Well, I don't mind them spending their own money.
No, I have a real problem. As far as I'm concerned, anybody that spends more than 10% of the expected salary of the position they're running for is in it for some other reason that I don't approve of. It's just
what?
That simple. Yeah. No, I mean,
Wait, what? Wait, hold on. I got to stand up. Is Jimmy over there?
I don't understand. That's kind of strange.
Okay, look. Hold on a second. Are you saying that you don't think that a private person should be able to spend their own money?
I'm saying
more as in relationship to a percentage of the salary?
Here's the deal. What I'm saying is I don't trust those people. I wouldn't vote. No,
as opposed to the people who go out and beg for the money?
I don't trust any of them anyway, but I don't.
Okay.
What I'm saying is that somehow it is noble. People think that it's a really good thing when somebody spends their own money, like Meg, what's her face, Whitman.
Oh.
Because she's
not beholden to any group support, according to them.
Right. And Scott,
so she's beholden
and
to herself.
And here locally, of course, Scott is running against Alex Sink, I think, for the governorship.
Right.
But the point is that I don't trust people.
Are you worried she's buying her own vote?
Yeah, and for what reason?
But what I mean is, if she gets to vote anyway, then...
No, you don't understand. I don't have. There's nothing illegal about it. She can do it all she wants. As far as I'm concerned, she can spend 10 times that money. I don't have a problem with her actually doing it. What I do is I say I don't trust those people. I would never vote for anybody like that. Never vote for anybody that spent more than 10% of the expected salary that they're running for. That's personal.
That's all of them.
No, not really. There's a lot of people that only, you know, if you...
Ross Perot, he spent...
I know, and I don't.
Money.
I just my point is when somebody's going
to
spend $50 million, if somebody's going to spend $50 million, their own money, to become governor or vice president or whatever they're going to do, my thinking is I don't trust that person.
Okay.
What is their what is their ultimate goal?
And
it's to get in and do something.
Yeah, but that's
at
what
me.
All of them are. That's what all.
Oh, I know that, but I'm saying that that at least when you have to go out and beg for money. You can get some people that think that you're doing the right thing, whereas if you spend.
But why is their opinion any different or better than the person who's actually
I'm
doing
not
the
saying,
vote?
As far as I'm saying, they're all corrupt. Don't get me wrong, they're all corrupt.
Right.
My point is that I have a one way street on this, and this is just a personal opinion. I don't have a problem with somebody spending their own money. I just wouldn't vote for them because I.
You're worried they're buying themselves out.
Buying themselves and what I'm worried about is that they are going to do things.
I paid me off, man.
Yeah, right. I mean, the thing is, you ask yourself, what's in it for them? Look, everybody looks out for number one.
But do you think that's going to change because they put some of their extra money in it? Are they corrupting themselves by accepting that money from themselves?
I question their motives. I question their motives. Why would anybody who is a billionaire spend $50 or $150 million to become governor of a state except that they think that they are so smart that they can do things the right thing, and you just can't. Government can't do it. I'm an anarcho-capitalist. You know, I don't believe that they should be, of course, I don't believe that any of them should be telling anybody what to do. They have to cut off all the money. I don't see that.
Well, right. Well, here's the thing, though. My point is this. You can't buy an election. So it doesn't matter if you buy it or the foreign company buys it or anybody, you know, you're still going to have an election and somebody's going to get elected and that person gets to vote. And if you think that they were bought off, that's going to reflect negatively against them. If you know what I mean? Like it's.
Yeah. And like you say, though, they're buying themselves off. And I don't understand the motive of somebody that's going to spend $50 million to become governor of Florida of their own money. I just don't understand the motive. I mean, it scares me, that motive. That scares me because it is...
What about if there's just altruism?
There is no such thing. No. I don't trust altruism. What you have to do is you have to read.
No, I am not.
You have to read Ayn Rand's treatise on altruism, and it will tell you that that is a very selfish thing. I mean, what she has to say.
That's all well and fine, but there's certainly you can build altruism into selfishness in a way that's positive.
I don't think so. No. No.
Okay. Well, anyway,
you have to read the treatise. It's only about 20 pages or 30 pages long, and she really tears it apart. She tears altruism a new cavity search hole.
Okay. So Jimmy says, don't vote for people who spend their own money on their campaign.
Right. That spend more than 10% of the expected revenue. In other words, if you're going to become a senator,
why does it matter?
That's an arbitrary number.
Oh, okay.
An arbitrary number is around 10%. If you spend $16,000 to become a senator, I'm okay on that. Because that's your filing fee or whatever the hell it is. Then you can go out and get your own money from some other person. Okay. So moving on.
Well, my thought is nobody's going to... The only person who really seems to be actually different is Rand Paul.
And Ron Paul.
Right. But, right. I mean, Rand, obviously...
Right.
It seems
what
to be...
What about Christine O'Donnell? No masturbation.
Well, she's a witch.
She's a witch.
She's a witch.
She's a witch. And she's, and of course, they're so pissed off at her now.
Run away!
Yeah, oh my God. And she's going to lose. She's behind 16 points or something to the Democrat because she's so crazy. Oh, my God. I mean, what is this? You know, I like the part where Christopher Hitchens says, have you noticed that many animals can lick themselves? Okay. Man can't, but interestingly enough, man's hands are conveniently located at a bright spot mm-hmm. for self-gratification, and there's a reason for this. Mm-hmm. So, you know, that's... And to say that you're against masturbation is like, mm-hmm. what are you talking about, bitch?
Mm-hmm. Oh, is that what... That was her other thing?
Yeah, that was... She's you know, celibacy and all this. I mean, I'm wondering, what is this business right. about sex?
Well, look, what's happening is, of course... Yeah, exactly. I don't know how America got. Well, I guess it was a Puritanism thing. But
boy, it's gone off the deep end. I mean, it's just crazy. I mean, you have to understand the basic hormonal thing that kids do between 18 and 30 is they want to go out and get laid so bad you just can't. I mean, they're like.
Oh, Jimmy, it's
like
way
lemmings.
Worse than that, Jimmy.
And it goes a lot past 30, I can tell you.
Well, not only that, but it starts before 18. And so here's the thing. Yeah. What you really end up teaching the kids
between 18 and 19.
All right, I'm talking about...
19 is the new 45.
Between right. between 13 and 18, you're making everybody who's sexually active into a felon.
Right.
How's that?
Yeah.
And you're teaching them...
I mean, that is, you know, what are they doing? You know, you crazy, none of your goddamn business. You know, shut up is
well,
what you want
it's to. It's a parent kid thing. You control your own kids, but you don't.
It's not a sheriff thing.
Exactly. So
that's it. So I'm saying go out and let's. So anyway, I want to make a phone call tonight to Backstage or Backpage.
Backpage.
Yeah, Backpage. Right. Okay. Now the next thing I want to talk about, moving along here before the break.
Yeah. We got a few minutes left. Did you want to talk about the global money?
The what now?
Some idiots. Well, there's a lot of people out there who just had this epiphany not too long ago about the lack of need for any currency at all.
Right.
And but there's a group out there who's decided that if they could just control all of the money, that
they'd all be way better off.
Exactly.
This is, you know, it's so funny. You try it in the town and it fails. So you try it in the state and it fails.
Right.
And you try it in the country and it fails.
Right.
Oh, let's do the whole world.
Right. Mm-hmm. Well, no, because if everybody's on board, Jimmy, then it'll work. It's like the healthcare thing.
Yeah. Right. Exactly. Yeah. Well, of course, the thing is, and there'll be some recalcitrant people who will do things like crazy things like barter.
Mm-hmm. Ooh.
Yeah, I mean, or other exchanges or, mm-hmm. you know, other kind of contracts.
Well, we'll cut that off.
Yeah, we'll cut that off.
Hey,
that's
Jimmy,
right.
I'll trade you something for something.
Yeah, you got that right. And, yeah. Okay, you betcha.
Yeah.
Fix your computer.
That's right. That's right. So anyway, yeah, that was a good thing. Somebody gave me some Macintoshes today. That was great.
All right.
Now, the other thing I want to talk about, which is kind of local, but I've noticed that it's... That it's all over the country, so that a lot of people can relate to this. We had a an announcement here. On the 5th of October, there was a presentation down in front of the county commission that said we were $380 million in the hole on infrastructure on the roads. The roads are shot in this county. $380 million. Now, the budget, the total budget, the total county budget is around $330 million. So we're $380 million, which means that for the past 20 or 25 years, you know, here was my question. What is it about maintenance, capital maintenance reserve that you don't understand? I mean,
Jimmy, you know, I guarantee that number was generated because they had some announcement that there was going to be new grant money coming down the road.
No, actually, what they've said is, and I watched part of the presentation, what they want to do is they want to pass a whole slew of new taxes to pay for these roads that are in this disrepair, have been going into disrepair for the past 25 years.
Oh, well, that'll help the economy.
Right. Well, that's right. That's what they're saying.
Shovel-ready project.
Shovel-ready, right. But, I mean, the point is this. You know, Jimmy bought some apartments years ago, and one of the things when you buy apartments is you have, when you do your analysis, you have taxes, you have expenses, which are like your pencils and pens and paperwork and stuff like that. Then you have taxes, which you know you have to pay.
Are you saying they should have accounted for maintenance?
Exactly. And then you have a reserve for maintenance. And that is when the day you put a roof on the house, you know that in 20 years you're going to put another one. So every year, you put aside 1/20th or whatever it is.
It's bizarre word.
I know it's a bizarre word. And you put it in an account, and it's called reserve for maintenance. You just do this. You don't spend that money. Now, the only way you can get $380 million in the hole, and they do this across the country because they're talking about all the bridges, you know, billions and billions of across the country.
Billions of humans.
That's right. And the simple fact is they, instead of putting the reserve money aside, they just spend the money and let the things go down the toilet, and then they expect us to pick up the tab, in spite of the fact that the unemployment rate, you know, as we've talked about, the unemployment rate has tripled here locally, and houses are depreciating in value daily.
All right,
and
that's it. We're going to pitch a book right now. I'm going to go ahead and pitch Economics in One Lesson.
Okay.
Because apparently, Jimmy...
a superb choice.
Because apparently, Jimmy, according to what you're saying, these people have not read the broken window chapter.
No, they haven't.
And it basically tells you you just can't. It doesn't pay just to break something.
Right.
And
well, this is why, of course, this is one of the reasons why Jimmy has turned into an absolute Quaker pacifist, of course, as far as war is concerned, because you talk about something where you just when you talk about destroying something. Can you imagine you spend all this money and all these people involved in building something that you're just going to blow up? I mean, that's Keynes. Keynes said, dig a hole and fill it in, and that'll make us all rich. And this is war is the same thing. You build all these bombs, and you blow them up, and you blow up other people and everything along with it.
I built a bomb shelter.
Yeah, there you that's right.
There's no question. And just the disruption of the markets, Jimmy. I mean, that's the huge thing.
Well, that is it exactly. The distortion that is created by these clowns is just mind-boggling, and they have no clue. They have never – it's funny because they – in their own personal lives, I have no doubt that they shop correctly. They go to Publix or they go to the store and they buy what they consider to be a good deal. Before they get a repair on their house, they get two or three estimates. When they go out and buy a new car – they test drive it, and they want to make sure they have a warranty. They probably have some money in
it's
savings.
It's like it's different when it's not your money.
Exactly.
Or
as soon as it's not. No, it is like, like you say, it goes. That's when it goes into bizarro world. And I'm sitting there thinking, what about this? You know, in your own life, you do this, and suddenly you're sitting here on the county commission or in the state legislature or something, and it's like, well, we'll just go borrow the money from the Chinese and let them.
No, seriously, like I saw Fareed Zakaria the other day. And he talked about the success of the stimulus packages.
They want to do another one.
No, I know. That's what he was saying. I don't understand. This is a no-brainer. He's like, they worked so well. And I'm like, Fareed, are you the kind of guy that if you owed somebody money, you go borrow it from somebody else? Pay off the first guy.
Oh, no. What you do is you go borrow the money and you spend it. No, now you're in debt to two people. No, that's what you do. That's the stimulation. No. You don't pay off the old debt. Hell no. That's just another debt. It's like an equity loan. You just go in and you've got a $200,000 mortgage on your house and you say, oh, well, I'm going to help the economy. So you go borrow another $100,000 on your house.
Right.
And then
you go spend that.
And you go spend that, and then you keep doing that. Of course, your house is worth, you know, $200,000, and you borrow $1 million.
Mm-hmm.
You know, guess what?
I'd be stupid not to do this.
Yeah. Exactly. I'd be stupid not to.
Easy breezy cover girl.
That's it. That's right. No, I mean, it is just, and of course, then you just declare bankruptcy and walk away, I guess. Right. I just, you know, who knows? Of course, I can't walk away from here because I got so much crap here. We're just going to mound this place
no,
up.
No, the gravity is
too... Oh, crap!
You try to walk away from here, the gravity pull you right back.
That's right. Yeah. This house is a singularity. There's an event horizon. There's an event horizon out there by the road.
All right. Well, let's take a break.
Yeah, let's take a break.
We'll come back. And
are we going to come? I'm done.
You're done with everything?
I had my list.
That ain't no list. You guys really want to be done?
Let me think. What was it? There was three things I was going to say. One was currency, one was the foreclosures, and the other one was...
I forget.
I guess it was the election.
Okay, the election.
Which we
And we won't know much about it. It'll be interesting to see what happens. Obama's going to veto everything, and it's not going to make any difference. The Republicans, let me tell you, they're going to cave. They're not going to be able to do anything. Nothing's going to get done. And so the only question is, are the Bush tax cuts going to be extended? And it'll be interesting to see if they do it during the lame duck Congress.
Oh, that'll be interesting. That will be interesting. And one other thing will be interesting. I'm shocked and amazed, and this is a little known fact, but I forgot to mention in the foreclosure section, but they, in this deadlocked, of all deadlocked Congresses,
where the
party of no and all that stuff, when the foreclosure crisis that I was mentioning earlier was about to explode, somebody managed to get a bill through both houses of Congress.
I heard about
in
this.
Less than like 2 weeks, all the way up to Obama's.
Which is like warp speed.
No, I mean like it's warp speed for a commendation for a Medal of Honor.
Right.
I mean, and this was going to change. This was going to make legal the fraud that we're about to learn about.
Right.
And Obama pocket vetoed it.
Which was and why did he do that?
Well, I think he knew that was the wrong thing to do. You can't. I mean, it would have been literally just like ratifying
fraud.
Forgery and
right.
fraud across
but
the
I mean,
whole United
what,
States.
What was amazing though that this thing got through. Certainly, the people that passed and voted for this, the House and the Senate,
right.
knew damn well what was in it.
Oh yeah,
they knew that they were legalizing fraud.
Right.
And it was only because, and Obama didn't have the cojones just to write a veto on it. He pocket vetoed it.
Well, as far as I'm concerned, those are cojones enough.
That's right. A veto is a veto is a veto. That's right.
Yeah.
Close enough for hand grenades
exactly.
or whatever.
Exactly.
No, that's exactly right.
But
no,
the fact that happened.
That it actually happened. Can you imagine? I mean, the bankers must have been kind
man,
of pissed
the red
off.
Phones must have rang.
Well, you said it was all over the internet, which is, of course, one of the last bastions of freedom and security in this country.
No, this whole thing would never have broke without the internet.
Can you imagine?
No,
and of course, what you can imagine is 20, 30 years ago before the internet,
exactly.
the kind of stuff that went on.
Right.
And that's why we are today, and it's going to be maybe our salvation. I don't know. We'll see.
It's going to be interesting.
All right, we're going to take the break.
Well, we can take the break, or we can go, if you want to just do some light notes, and then
yeah, let's just do some light notes and cut
it. Okay, that's okay.
Because I'm done, too.
All right. Well, I got a couple light notes.
Good. Do it.
Did you see the Lorenzo, the watch parrot for drug dealers?
I did see that.
That was great. They trained the parrot to, like, look for the federales.
Right, he would yell cops or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, they would, like, run or you'll get busted. And so they arrested the parrot. You know? Yeah, they were like, well, you know, they took the parrot in and they're but it's like they thought they were going, wow, this parrot, you know, every time, and they, you know, he puts it in there, they bring it into the cop. You know, whatever facility down there, right? And the parents just, you know, saying, you know, run, 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 you're going to get busted because he's seeing all the cops, you know? And so they thought it was an isolated case, but apparently, like, there's a whole bunch of people training parents to do this.
Oh, yeah.
Well, so now they're going to have new, they're going to invent something. Here's a business opportunity.
Right.
Wing cuffs.
What are they?
Wing cuffs.
Wing cuffs, right.
Instead of handcuffs, we have wing cuffs. We're going to... Okay, you're down.
That's wild.
Cuffs on the wing.
They probably already have them. It's more like...
Them's good eating.
That's good eating.
That's good.
So... was it one of our listeners, and he just did not want to be mentioned, said Warren Buffett just walked out of an economic meeting with the White House because Joe Biden kept asking him to sing Margaritaville.
Man. Come on, Warren.
Yes.
Just one.
Here's a guitar.
Yeah. Come on, Warren.
Man, you suck, dude. I saw you in 72.
Dude, man.
Key Largo, man.
You changed, man. You changed.
I've got a doobie.
Hey, yeah.
Oh, man.
The world's oldest man celebrates his 114th birthday.
I saw that.
Man, that's...
And not only that, did you see him on YouTube or whatever?
I just saw a picture of him. He looks fine.
No, he's talking like 114 is like the new 100.
Yeah.
I mean,
he was born in the 1800s.
Yeah, I mean,
wow.
When you think about it, I mean, but he is alert. He is talks about things, and, you know, I don't know...
What's he eat?
Boy, I tell you, isn't that the truth?
He said... Allingham had a joke that the secret to a long life was cigarettes, whiskey, and wild women, and a good sense of humor. And then he had some other people responded from
cigarettes.
That's
irresponsible.
Yes. and they said something like, "Well, he's not married, is he? That would certainly extend his life a little bit." But
I got a light note on that that note about old guys. I'm watching this show. I'm totally addicted to. Called the Ultimate Fighting Championship.
Oh my God, I can't.
No. I mean, but this you're talking about you're talking about the reality show or the okay, right. So go ahead.
Okay, so right, and then Jimmy, you would enjoy this.
Curtis showed this to me, and it was hilarious. Yeah.
So these like you know it's two teams of like 10 guys going at it.
I mean, super buff. Dude, kickboxers.
They're like the top guys out of the gym, you know, this year.
Right.
That they're expecting to mature into the next wave of prolific fighters.
Right.
And so they bring in this French guy from Thailand, this Muay Thai trainer, and they're like, "Listen, don't piss him off, okay? Because
you will regret it."
Yeah, he fights every day and. He gets really drunk before every session, and so don't piss him off. And they're all like, okay. So then he starts off, and this little guy comes in, and I mean, he couldn't have looked like 165 pounds.
Soaking wet.
Man,
you know? And he was like, not even like, didn't have big muscles.
No, not defined, nothing, man.
You know, like, a little bit of a pop belly on him.
Yeah,
you know,
he had a little punch, yeah, you know, a little punch. Whooped their asses,
dude.
Really?
Every one of them. I mean, like, you could barely see the guy move. Yeah. And then these big dudes are just, like, on the ground. Yeah. Every one of them. Like,
and they're
out.
They're all like rolling around in pain.
Right.
And they're like, and then they go to a little off camera, you know. And the guy's like, "Man, that guy is brutal. He kicked all our asses, and he was drunk. You're like, he can fight, man."
They were like, "Man, it was a privilege to fight him, but it wasn't fun."
That is funny.
What's his name? Do you remember?
Jean, what was it? Jean Joly.
Something. I don't know. Look it up.
Yeah, he was a former number one.
Well, it reminds me a little bit of the old. A grasshopper thing where that blind guy would, you know, he'd come out and like with one hand, you know, he'd slay.
Yeah, that was the kind of abuse he put on these guys.
That is funny.
It was.
That is hysterical.
I noticed that Jerry Garcia's place out in California is for sale. They were asking $4 million for it. I just sent this out and EJ responded back and I was like, I go, "Yeah, lick the wallpaper on his house and see what happens." And he goes, "The schnozberries taste like schnozberries and cocaine."
Funny.
Apparently, they're having clothing in a can that's coming out for some fashion show here at London. And I watched the video on it, and they just spray it on, and it kind of looks like almost like feathers or something, you know, kind of like a...
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, so I don't know. Maybe something interesting to see. You saw the machines are dispensing gold bars are coming I know they're coming to the
Jimmy's
U.S.
Jimmy's got a couple of those machines.
Yeah.
I wish.
They look just like a kind of a candy bar machine, but they're going to dispense gold in
nanograms,
1, 5, and 10 gram and 1 ounce bars.
One ounce bars?
Man, I'll tell you, what do you obviously have to use a credit card for that. I mean, you're not going to be feeding $100 bills in there.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, seriously. They're like, it ain't my money.
Yeah, right, exactly. You know. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You put in $1,500 and the bar hangs.
Right.
Oh! The bar hangs. Oh! And of course, it's like bolted to the wall. Right, you know? There's no way to shake it out of there.
And the bar just hangs.
Right, hangs right there.
it just hangs.
Yeah, right.
And that's our new skit.
The next guy comes by and gets two for the price of one. Holy shit.
Hey, that one was mine.
Thank you kindly.
I don't think so.
Hey,
that's
look, two
it.
Fell.
No, you don't suppose those be... Let me tell you something. They better have Learjet windshield windows.
No, seriously.
I mean,
like,
you're going to get an armored car with a chain around and just drag one of those machines away.
I mean, I saw
away.
A Pepsi machine in the creek the other day.
That is fun.
They did that for the damn quarters. Right. And you fill it full of gold.
Yeah, right.
Jesus.
Newsflash.
It'd be interesting to see what happens with that. So, I got some more. The only thing I've got is... I love this Judge Judy quote to the prostitute. When did you realize you were raped? And the prostitute wiping her tears away, when the check bounced.
I've never known a prostitute to take a check.
Nope, never heard of one, ever.
Never heard of that. I'll tell you, never seen one yet. It's always in an envelope marked donation.
I heard. The last thing I had was the Hanger Dogs, hopefully they'll do a show here soon, but I had a Where's Pinky one. They went to play that fun game, but this was in Florida, and this police officers there was a naked man who was running down the street with swimming goggles on, and they caught him on the police cam. And, they had blurred out his lower part. It was a fairly large blur, so EJ made a comment about the man. What's this guy, like, hung like a horse or something or whatever? And then Stitch was like, not sure what the goggles are for. I said, that's an old Pinky trick. That way you can keep on trucking when you get mace, pepper spray or monkey urine in your eyes, right, yeah. Whatever. They finally tased his butt.
I'll tell you, they love those tasers.
I'll tell you, it's a hell of a...
Well, speaking of what cops are doing, I saw a little thing up in some township in Ohio has decided that they're going to charge $25 for anybody that leaves their car unlocked. So they're going to send cops around.
What? Only 25?
Well, that's to start off with.
Right.
What? Are you kidding?
No. They're going to go around, and they're going to test this. And if the car is unlocked, you get a fine of 25.
This is in Ohio, right?
Yeah.
And again, I realize that...
Talk about greedy.
Well, and again, the other... There's a whole people... Again, people are really upset about it because in the wintertime in Ohio... They leave their cars running because it, instantly freezes on the inside.
Exactly.
And, they have things in there that they don't want it to get frozen.
Right.
Like babies and food. Yeah, and
that's babies.
That's right.
They freeze right up.
They freeze right up. So, yeah. I mean, it's fairly common practice in those towns to just leave your car running while you're standing there talking to somebody or whatever,
and
you know.
They're going to come by, and if it's unlocked, it's fine. And, I mean, you talk about desperation. Yeah. I mean, you talk about the greed.
Oh, yeah.
It's funny how they always talk about the greedy businessman.
Right.
They don't get any greedier or grubbier than the governments around here. I'm telling you, every little...
Wait till this coming season here. We're going to see all the tax raises in the spring.
That'll be fascinating.
Oh, yeah.
Well, there's been a huge wave of people trying to set up speed traps to increase town revenues.
Oh, my friends, I mean, my my people have told me that there are just a lot more speed traps around.
Yeah, they're in the bushes. I'm telling you, they got nothing better to do than.
Well, no, it's the idea of what they're doing is they're tightening the not the noose so much as the washer around, like the seal around the rim there.
Well, one of the things that they do, of course, here in town, if you step into the crosswalk. The car's supposed to stop if somebody's in the crosswalk.
Right.
And if you don't, if you cross over the little line, it's $154.
Right.
If the person steps in when the car is in there, it's $50. No, jaywalking is $52.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you step in when the car's already in the thing, it's a 50. So what they do is the cops are out there, they put three or four cops out there, and then they put this girl who's in civilian clothes. And what she does is, as a car's coming down the road, she puts her foot into the crosswalk. And if the car doesn't stop, it's $154. So they made like $8,000 the other day in, you know, 4 or 5 hours. So, I mean, nobody was going to get hurt. Them.
That's coming. I heard they're closing the gap on the little leeway you get for going over the speed limit as well.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, they have, as I say, they're merciless. And, of course, coming to the end of the year here where they've run out of money.
That's so, what I'm saying. When, yeah. Once they figure out how bad the situation is.
Yeah, that's all they can do. What's next? Anything?
I'm fine.
Okay. Curtis?
That's all I got.
I said we're done.
Woo!
All right. Good show.
Thank you, Jimmy.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're bloody well right.
You're bloody well right.
Yeah, stay tuned for Lords in Space.
Yeah, that's right. Write up some new stuff for that.
Yeah.
I'd like to give shouts out to, the Fat Tuscan Cafe got their variants.
Hours so extended and stuff.
Yeah, they got their hours extended. They can have live music and stuff late.
Yeah.
So if you guys get a chance and you're in Gainesville, stop by and see them. They're
that wonderful, prosperous business was allowed to expand.
Yeah. And isn't that amazing?
I'm happy.
The weather's nice, too, actually. So
if you're going to be in Florida, this is the time to be here.
Yep.
Anyway, today was just gorgeous. It was like 80 degrees. Going to drop to 55 tonight so you can get some sleep.
Right. So, yeah, that'll be good. And there's
By the way, I meant to mention something. We'll probably talk about this next time. We may have an official Jimmy Doan server online pretty soon.
Yes, actually, it works perfectly for me. So we'll try it out and see if most people can get on there.
Yeah, we might put some shows and stuff on.
And we'll get a show with a card in here next week. So
yeah, that'll be fun.
Oh yeah,
so you guys won't have to wait too long.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening.
Yeah, thank guys.
Yeah.
James. Good evening.